now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
The bill that passed at the end of the legislative session that legalized the dangerous practice of fracking also sets up a Mining and Energy Commission. Its job is to develop the rules to make sure fracking is done with the proper safeguards in place, if that is indeed possible. The members of the commission are appointed by the governor and legislative leaders and specified by the law. There are designated seats for local governments, mining interests, geologists, and so on. One of the appointments by House Speaker Tom Tillis is supposed to represent a non-governmental conservation interest, in other words, someone with an environmentalist background. Tillis chose Ray Covington from Lee County to fill that slot. He has served on the local agricultural advisory board, not exactly the Sierra Club, but he's also a founder of NC Oil and Gas, a company hoping to make money off of mineral rights, and a company that openly advocates for drilling. And that's the environmentalist seat? That hardly inspires confidence that Tillis is serious about protecting our land and our water if fracking goes forward. We deserve better. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.